This is an executive summary of the CPA's 2026 Guide to Opportunity Zone Funds, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Opportunity zones sit squarely in the CPA's lane, the benefits are claimed by election on the return, the timing rules are unforgiving, and the program was materially rewritten by the 2025 One Big Beautiful Bill Act. This guide is a practitioner's reference for Section 1400(c)(2), how deferral and the 10-year exclusion work, the forms and basis mechanics you'll handle, the 180-day and Section 1231 timing rules clients get wrong, and how OBBA changes the landscape for 2027 and beyond. It pairs with our client-facing opportunity zones guide. Section 1400(c)(2) lets a taxpayer defer eligible capital gain by investing an equal amount in a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, within 180 days of the gain. The fund deploys capital into opportunity zone property, typically through a two-tier COF/COSP structure. Three benefits flow from a timely election: deferral of the original gain, a historical basis step-up, now largely expired for new investments under the original regime, and the marquee benefit, exclusion of post-investment appreciation after a 10-year hold. Your role is to confirm the gain is eligible, the 180-day clock, and the election mechanics on the return. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.